Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hour number two rolls along here on a Thursday. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. Before we get to Paul Hamilton, ready to take your game day to the next level, enter online now at WGR550.com for a chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Each Friday, a winner is going to be announced during Football Friday with Shobin the Bulldog. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. Sabres in action tonight, 7 p.m. puck drop, 6 p.m. pregame right here on WGR. They're taking on St. Louis. Not a good team.
No.
St. Louis has not had a good start to the year at all. I think, also, did they play last night? They did. They lost 6-1 to the Capitals, so they're on a back-to-back as well. I'm not saying must win. I'm not going to say that. It's still early in the season. However, they are 4-8-2 on a back-to-back. Be nice to be 6-4-4 after tonight.
Yeah.
I think especially with how clustered the East is, and we've mentioned this, like, I don't want to sound hypocritical. They are picking up loser points. They're continuing to stack points. That is a positive. But you have to start picking up wins. You have to go on runs here. And teams are injured. Teams are injured all the time in the NHL and still are able to survive and pick up wins and what have you. The big guys got to come to play. Tuck, Thompson, Dahlin.
Yes.
There does have to come a point here where it starts to get going. We've mentioned Dahlin, too, the personal stuff with him, and yes, that is a big part of it. Thompson and Tuck, though.
There's actually reasons for you to be performing better than you are. Tuck is looking for a new contract. Thompson probably wants in on the Olympics after being a miss and a snub for the Four Nations face-off. There's actually pretty high motivation for you to be playing better, and you're not. And it's kind of getting a little frustrating. The other thing is that the injuries have taken a toll on the depth of this team finally, to a point where it is hard to see where the scoring's coming from if the big guys don't get moving.
If the big guys don't, yeah.
Josh Doan has kind of sat still now. He's at 9 points, but like it's a little bit slower going. Jack Quinn, same player. A guy who I've had fun watching as of late, but over the last few games, he only has one assist in here. So, like, we need something a little bit more there on Jack Quinn.
Rather than just flashy plays that look cool.
It's good to see him confident in his skates again, though. That is something that's genuinely good. He makes a terrible read defensively in overtime, and he should wear that. But your depth players like Yuri Kulik or Jason Zucker, those are players that have been able to chip in for you. Nope, they are both sick. Zach Benson in a walking boot. He's fourth on this team in scoring.
Yep.
And it's to a point where, like, all right, it's getting a little annoying seeing how frequently the injuries are coming up here. because then you look over at the Bills and there's a laundry list there too. What? Who moved the vase that you're not supposed to break and then broke it? Who did it? Who broke the cursed item?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's definitely not working. You know who didn't do it, though? Paul Hamilton. He's on the Westshore Hotline.
Morning, Paul.
Morning. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. So the Sabres in action tonight. They're taking on a team that was in action last night, losing 6-1 to Washington, St. Louis. Looks like Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen's in net. So how are we feeling tonight?
Yeah, they've been pretty much going back and forth now for a bit. You can even trace it back to when Ellis got his game. You know, it's been pretty much a, you know, nobody getting the net. You know, on the 22nd, it was Ellis. On the 24th, it was Lyon. And then Luukkonen next night played in Toronto. And then Lyon took the next two. And then Luukkonen had that great game against Washington. Then Lyon played. And now Luukkonen plays. So it's pretty much, you know, you go back to October 22nd, only one goaltender has played two in a row. And I wouldn't be surprised, especially if Luukkonen now puts in a good game, if you start seeing the two of them alternating.
Paul, I was just going to ask about that. Like, is there a plan at this point for this team with Colton Ellis? Because, you know, the fun idea here is, oh man, the Ellis revenge game is not going to happen. That's unfortunate. But now it is looking like it is back to its two-goalie rotation. It's back to where we were all looking at it to be before the season. Is there a plan for this team with Colton Ellis, and what would you do?
Well, I probably would have played him tonight.
You also like fun.
I mean, Luukkonen came into the year as your number one goalie, so if he starts playing well like he did the other night and stood on his head to win in a shootout, then, you know, I think they're looking at maybe he's the number one goalie again, or at least close to it, 1A and 1B. And so I don't think they had planned on alternating before Luukkonen got hurt. I think their plan was Lukanen's number one guy and Lyon is the number two guy. Then it's like, well, how long is Luukkonen going to be out? This is his second injury now. What do we do when we like Ellis? So let's go get Ellis. And I don't think they like him any less. And you look at the goaltending of the St. Louis Blues right now, one is a 5.02 goals against, and the other is a 3.34. You know, so, you know, I don't think there's any question they reclaim him if he goes on waivers. So it just depends how much the Sabres want to keep him, you know, and what are their plans for Levi? And if they want to keep him, then their plans for Levi is probably to get rid of him, you know, at some point. So, and you would think the way injuries have been going for this team that they're going to be injuries. And Kevin Adams revealed on NHL Network yesterday something I've been suspicious of the whole time. I don't think Ellis is totally healthy yet, and he said he's been dealing with back spasms. So he's been practicing, and if you had to play him in a game, you could, but there's no need to. You don't have to, you know, so why not wait until he's totally over the back spasms? So I've been thinking that all along, especially when you wanted to give Lyon a night off and you had him back up, Luukkonen, because now you're risking him getting into the game. If Luukkonen gets hurt or if it goes wrong, now Lyon's in the game, in a game that you wanted him to rest in. So that's what really made me suspicious on Ellis, that he's not all the way back yet. Because if you want Lyon to get a night off, you give him the night off and let Ellis back up.
That does put an interesting little wrinkle into it, Paul, that back injury or the back spasms that he picked up that weekend with Toronto. Paul, you heard the audible reaction when you read off the goals against averages of Jordan Binnington and Joel Hofer. Binnington played last night. I'm imagining they're going to get Hofer, who's rocking an .836 save percentage and a .502 goals against. If they can't score tonight, I know it's the depth being questioned, but the top guys – this is an opportunity for a get-right game.
Yeah, well, this is the second-worst team in the National Hockey League right now. So, and they just got waxed in Washington, which probably isn't a good thing. I mean, yeah, it's a good thing you're getting them back-to-back, but these are professional athletes that should have some pride, and they did not play well at all last night. Now, it's not an easy trek to the airport in Washington, so I would say the earliest anybody got to the hotel would have been 2 a.m. Now, they're not here right now with the morning skate. but and probably a little bit later. So, you know, they had the – and that's how they got the Capitals, too. Remember, the Capitals played at home on a back-to-back, and they had the same thing. And, again, I don't think the Caps were probably in their rooms before 2 a.m. And now the Caps hung in there, you know, with the Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
And Luukkonen had to play a great game just to get the 2 points, you know, out of that one, and it came in a shootout. So you can't count on that definitely back-to-back is going to be – minus. It can be, especially if you jump on the team early, but St. Louis Blues are in the National Hockey League. I would think they have some pride too, so I think you might get a better game out of them than Washington did.
Paul, we're through 13 games of the season. We've talked about this a lot, that they do look different from years past, and something me and you have talked about off and on air is the loser points. The Sabres have not had any issue picking those up this year. They have more overtime losses than anyone else in the East with 4. They have dragged a lot of these games to overtime. That seems to be their nightly occurrence now. What are you seeing, though, in these overtime losses, these 3-3? Because it just it's a thing with the power play as well. When they seem to have a man advantage, they have a difficult time. What about these 3-on-3 OT losses?
And that's what's gotten them into the race here. I mean, they're only 3 points out of third place in the division. They're 1 point out of the number 8 spot and 2 points out of the number 7 spot. You know, so but they're also tied with the Islanders, the Blue Jackets, the Lightning, the Senators. Philadelphia has 15 points. Washington in the 8th spot has 15 points. Boston has 16 points. The Sabres do have 2 games in hand on the Bruins and 2 points behind. So, you know, so they actually do have a better points percentage than the Bruins do at 533 to 538. So it's just so close the way it's going. The Rangers, by the way, also have 14 points. So there's only one team underneath the Buffalo Sabres. And it's a 2-time defending Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers.
As everyone predicted.
The only ones that don't want to hang out with everybody.
Who also
15 points.
Are in last place in the conference at -7 in goal differential.
Which as everyone predicted.
And I know they're injured. I get it. I mean, 2 very, very good players are out of their lineup. And Florida's problem is the same thing Buffalo's problem is. They can't play on the road. They're 5-1-1 at home and 1-5 on the road. Buffalo is 0-2-2 on the road, and it's not going to get any easier.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Carolina, they never win in Carolina, so let's just put it, I'd be shocked if they broke that streak in Carolina. But look at what they've done at home recently after losing the first 2. They're 5-0-2 in their last 7 home games. So they picked up points in all 7 games. That means out of 14 points, they've picked up 12 in their last 7 home games. And overall, in the last 10, they've only lost in regulation once. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, this is what we've been clamoring for how long, that they've got to start getting games to overtime. And they didn't do it in the first 3. And I remember bringing it up then that as poorly as they played in the first 3 games, all 3 games were basically 1-goal games coming down the stretch. Especially, you know, in the Montreal game, there was an even game. They played that better, but, you know, they didn't get any points out of that one either. But the Boston game is the one that sticks in my mind because they got killed in that game. They were by far the worst team. But yet, with the goaltender pulled, you're only behind 2-1. Puck goes in off a skate or something, you're going to get a point out of the game. You're heading to overtime with a chance for two. And you played that badly. Don't forget, Boston didn't score the empty net goal. There was 3 seconds left in the game. So, you know, to me, there were three opportunities there to get points, and they didn't get points in any of them. And then finally, they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, five games in a row, they've taken to overtime and gotten points in 9 out of 10 games. So they continue to do that, get points in 9 out of 10 games. I don't think it's any question they'll be in the playoffs.
Yeah, Paul, when it comes to I feel like the Utah game was different than the others with the depleted roster, the way that they were outshot in the game. It did seem like one of those of like, okay, that's the kind of game where you stole a point. Can you try to get one more? 47 seconds later, it goes the other way. But, Paul, what I'm kind of getting fascinated about right now is Jack Quinn seems to trust his feet a lot more. It seems like he's comfortable after several years of injury. But Noah Ostlund, Isaac Rizane, Jack Quinn on that line probably looked like the most entertaining of the group the other night against Utah. And it is looking like, okay, good. It took a little while for Rosane and Ostlund, but they have their first career goals.
Yeah, three Amerks have their first career goals in the last week.
Right, because
the last time that happened, guys named Schmelik and Hemelev were doing it. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
But you got to be – I know you can't use injuries as an excuse, but you also have to be realistic here. And you said it, Ottawa was the better team that game by far. But the Sabres are without Benson, Zucker, Kulik, Norris, Danforth, Ellis. That's a lot – and Kozak. That's a lot of guys to be down. And a lot of key guys – to be down. Benson and Norris were supposed to be on your top line. Kulik and Zucker are guys that can get onto your top line if the other two are hurt and are big contributors to your power play and other places. That's a lot of people out of your lineup. So that's a point where you say to yourself, or at least I say, good job. You play one of the best teams in the National Hockey League, who is just coming off a 7-game winning streak, and I think they maybe had lost two after that, but still have shown to be a very, very good team this year. And you figured out a way to get a point. That's what we talk about when we're talking about figuring out a way to get a point when you don't have your A game. Granato talked about it. Ruff has talked about it. We have talked about it. That's what good teams do. You know, we don't have our A game tonight. You're not going to have your A game in all 82 games. But figure out a way to get a point when you don't have it. And that's what they weren't doing in the first three. They certainly did not have their A game in Boston, but the Bruins were begging for the Sabres to grab a point in that game, even though they were dominating it. So now the Ottawa game, I think, or the not Ottawa, the Utah game is a perfect example of they didn't have their A game. They basically had to ice a team that was half of the Rochester Americans. And they were able to find a way to get a point.
Paul, last one here. Jordan Greenway, he's been back for a couple games from not being able to play to start the season with injury. I do think it is a little dubious that he's been getting the top line minutes because of the fact that he didn't get a chance to play a preseason, and sometimes it looks like it's showing a little bit. Is there a little bit of an over-reliance on a veteran there to see if they could stabilize something while not touching that Tuck, Doan, and McLeod line?
He's been more physical than maybe I've seen in the past. I think you're not giving enough credit because you're not giving him enough credit for the little things he does.
Yeah.
I have never seen a guy that can force turnovers like he does with the Sabres in a long, long time. It's almost like he knows what they're going to do before they do. I've talked to Tage Thompson twice now about this year, and it was either last year or the year before. He loves playing with Greenway. He asks to play with him because of how he gets in on the forecheck, which helps create offense, because of the chaos he creates in front of the net, because of the turnovers that he can make the other team, that and then the Sabres can turn and turn that into offense immediately into transition. He's been very good on the penalty kill so far. He's taken a couple of goofy penalties, which he's not the only one. And that's certainly something the Sabres have not gotten out of their system yet. But if I was going to say the bad part of his game so far is the goofy penalties. Is he going to be a 20-goal scorer? No. I'd be shocked if he ever got 20 in the NHL. But there are some other things that he does that really help the Sabres and should help the other guys. And Tage Thompson, I thought Tage Thompson was getting going when he scored 3 goals against the Leafs in 2 games.
Yep.
No, not happening. I mean, he only has 5. So he only has 2 goals other than those 2 games against the Leafs. So, you know, that's somebody they have to get going, and that's somebody that, you know, he has to figure out. He lost both his line mates in Norris and Benson, but he's played with Tuck before, and it seems like he's going to get Tuck again. If we go by the lines from yesterday's practice, McLeod is going to center Tuck and Thompson. Now, neither Tuck nor Thompson have played a lot of left wing. So we'll see how that goes.
It'll be interesting.
But Tuck and Thompson, as you know, have a good chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
McLeod, I think, played a little bit with those guys, at least one of them last year, when he was bouncing around the lineup because of injuries. So as Ruff said today when we were chatting with him, that he goes, I'm not going to sit there and watch things go wrong and not do anything about it. I know people hate that he changes the line so quick. He goes, I had the lines change in a half a period the other night. He goes, and I don't care what people think. He goes, it's not working. Why wouldn't I change it? He goes, I'm not going to sit there and keep watching it not work. So just because it might start that way with McLeod, Tuck, and Thompson, he may not like it. He may not like what he sees. Now, you know, Thompson, still, I mean, don't forget, he came from the St. Louis Blues. I think he liked St. Louis. I think he liked being there. I don't think he particularly appreciated being traded, to be honest with you.
Fair.
You know, so in 8 games against the St. Louis Blues, he has 3 goals, 4 assists, and 7 points. So, you know, he is, you know, showing the St. Louis Blues that, hey, maybe you should have held on. And the trade is a trade that both – Lindy talked about this yesterday. There's nothing wrong with a trade that both teams like. Of course, the Blues loved it when – Ryan O'Reilly gave them 2 excellent years, got the Conn Smythe Trophy, and helped them win a Stanley Cup. Now, they only got 2 years out of him because after that, he was back playing like he did with the Buffalo Sabres, underachieving. He was good with the Buffalo Sabres, but he showed us those 2 years in St. Louis what he could have been. And I always felt that way when he was here, and I always said that when he was here. There's more here. I know 55, 60 points is nothing to sneeze at, but he's better than that. And he showed us that he is for 2 years. And then that was it. And then he fell out of favor. And then the young players were told to stay away from him on the road. You know, and next thing you know, he wore out his welcome like he did in Colorado, like he did in Buffalo, and then he did in St. Louis. And now the trade basically is more towards the Sabres, you know, because Tage Thompson, I think, still has a lot of years ahead of him. So... winning the Stanley Cup right there gives the Blues, even if that's the only good year he gave them, it's worthwhile. If the Sabres traded for a player that helped them for 1 year and they won the Stanley Cup with him, I think we'd all sit there and say that's a good trade, even if the guy stunk from there on out. He gave you that 1 year and he won you a cup. And that's what he did with the Blues. He gave him 2 years and won him a cup. But now, in the overall picture...
Paul, I don't mean to cut you off, but we gotta go, man.
We got Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour.
We're gonna talk until 1.
Paul, thanks so much for jumping on with us. We will hear from you, though, in the pregame at 6 with Chopin the Bulldog.
See ya.
See ya, Paul.
Paul Hamilton there on the Western Hotline.
We gotta go.
We do have to go. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. This is WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.